Sairam, dear listeners, this is Karuna Munshi welcoming you to another episode of Tryst with Divinity. Tryst with Divinity is our ongoing series of conversations with Baba's devotees from around the globe. Under the spotlight today is Mrs. Vimala Shyam of Bangalore, India. This interview was recorded at the Radio Sai Studios on December the 14th, 2013. Please enjoy. Sairam, dear listeners, today at Radio Sai, we have with us one of the many unsung heroes, or should I say heroines, of the Sai movement, and I'm honored to sit across from her. Through the decades of the Sai mission's growth, we have often seen women working, teaching, bending, lifting, cleaning, and helping and contributing in many ways. Every single day, thousands of devout and hard-working women serve the Sai organization silently as seva dals, as medical professionals, teachers, administrators, and whatnot. But rarely do we hear from them or of them. The women in the Sai mission have generally led from behind, and their actions have made up for the lack of their voices. So today, we are all the more pleased that one of them, Mrs. Vimala Shyam of Bangalore, has kindly agreed to come to share with us her journey to her master and the lessons she has gathered along the way. Let me introduce you to Mrs. Vimala Shyam of Bangalore. Vimala ji was born in 1952 into a traditional and spiritual family. Her father, late Mr. Sadashiva Raju, Joint Director, Industries and Commerce, was a highly service-oriented person. Her mother, Mrs. Subhadra Devi, was a spiritual-minded homemaker. A Bachelor of Arts graduate, Mrs. Vimala Shyam is married to Mr. Shyam Sundar Raju, an engineer, and is a mother of two grown-up children and one grandchild. She first saw Swami in the year 1969, and since that day, seva or selfless service became the motto, purpose, strength and goal of her life. And she did it all within the framework of an Indian marriage, motherhood and the rest of the so-called trappings that come with family life. Serving selflessly and silently has been the greatest joy and source of Vimla ji's strength. It has taught her much and bestowed upon her even more. As Bhagwan says, you do my work and I will take care of your work. She has walked the talk, been there and done it all. And providentially, unknown to us till about 2 minutes ago, today happens to be Vimla ji's 61st birthday. Sairam Vimla ji, many happy returns of the day and a loving welcome to Radio Sai.
Sairam, thank you so much.
Vimla ji, you have dedicated your life to selfless service in the Sai mission. Why don't you want to do more fun things in life?
Sairam, my upbringing is so that as already told in your introduction that I come from a traditional plus service-oriented patronage. So that made the foundation for me, especially my father who worked in Ramakrishna mission. Serving really taught me what is service means. At the same time, mother is a spiritual oriented lady. Of course, that is also a must for me as a daughter of the family. I had to learn from her all the spiritual pujas, every formalities, whatever it is. But my father, on the other hand, told me more than this, the services, service to man is service to God, is learned from very early age. Because he was, when I was saying, narrating the incidents, he was helping the poor and needy in his Ramakrishna mission. He says, whatever you do in your life, but keep in your mind that service is the highest, that is you can consider as a puja to God. That when the young mind absorbed that, maybe it has initiated me and started searching for the way how I can go about this. because there are so many spiritual organizations who are doing the service part of it, but which one to choose from, that I was not sure of in the initial stages. My mind was reading so many books. Of course, Ramakrishna, since it has been mentioned, I was reading Ramakrishna books, Gospel of Ramakrishna, that gave me the in-depth of spirituality, which I wanted to experience. I didn't feel that that place don't give me that much of what my mind was craving for. So as I went through that, somehow I come across Swami's books. When I read that, then I realized this is what I am looking for, because it is very simple and common to a common man, common teachings to a common man, which is really, of course, in depth it is highest, but for a common man, it's very appealing. This suited my mind as
a
common
person. You were a young girl at that time.
Yeah, young girl. Because I was, from childhood, my mother was saying, I'm very much passionate towards spirituality, to be frank with you. Innerly, I'm really yearning for something divine, which I don't know myself. Later, it developed. Of course, I had to go through my social life like any other, because that is the way we wanted. So I grew up like this. At the age of 17, I was very young, unmarried. We were devotees of Shirdi Sai Baba. Because when my sister was young, some sadhu came and gave Shirdi Baba photo. And my father, you know, head of the family, whatever he says he was sitting on a snake. Maybe he is a very great saint. We started worshipping. Later on, of course, we visited Shirdi. That is another unique experience.
Shirdi Baba on the picture was sitting on a snake?
Yes.
It was a real picture?
A sort of a picture. It is not a real... It is a photo of Shirdi Baba sitting on a snake. It's still there with us, that one. And my sister brought it home saying that worshipping this Babaji, I think everything will be very good. Since then we have started and we became very staunch devotee of Shirdi Baba. And of course, two, three times we had been to Shirdi. The third time, before my daughter was born, we had been to Shirdi, because before that once we went and I prayed for my children, then I got my daughter, that when the child born we bring, so we brought that child to Shirdi. She was three year old that time. That time they used to allow us on the platform and garland Shirdi Baba. So I purchased a very big mala of there near the Shirdi. I searched, found a, and I went there. So we were allowed on the platform. Usually Panditji used to take that and put it on Shirdi. But I told him, no, I want to put this myself. Please allow me. I requested him. He said, okay, you do it. Believe it or not, that is, I can't explain this. As I was garlanding, Shirdi Baba became alive. I mean, he came into a real life. I saw a real Shirdi sitting there. I started profusely sweating. I couldn't believe myself that what I saw. And I went back home. And I think after that, I think this, later I joined Swami's. After this, I think there is somehow everything worked out in such a way that I could come to Baba, Swami.
So the marble statue became
a real Shirdi. I saw that real Shirdi sitting when I garlanded. And when completely I was just standing there and looking there, you know, to real Shirdi, my whole body was shivering and sweat started, pouring. Everybody thought something wrong with me. I couldn't even speak. I came back to my room and then I told what happened. They were all surprised. After that, I think maybe things work out in such a way. Swami has drawn me to him.
That was the beginning of your journey to Satya Sai.
Yeah, that is the beginning. I feel that is the beginning of Satya Sai.
Now, how did Swami come into the picture?
Because my When I'm staying with my parents, the upstairs we have given to some Malaysian, Gujarati devotees, I mean Swami devotees.
They rented
the house. Whenever Swami, they used to come, they are very close devotees of Swami. They used to come and visit Swami in Vrindavan. And they were getting interviews also, and they used to tell about Swami. That time my father was not believing in Swami. He said, no sannyasis, just like that. I don't allow anybody to go like that and all. They started convincing, no, he's a Shirdi reincarnation, you don't believe and all that. And my father was really hesitating. We were not, of course, allowed to go. Suddenly, my only brother was very sick. He is actually mentally challenged and physically, not completely all right. The reason is he was having epilepsy.
Mm.
And it is a petit mal epilepsy. He used to fall without a notice, and he used to hit anything and the blood comes out like that, we don't know when that comes. He walks, we can't watch him all the time. That was a condition. So happened that that day I told you that is a accident. This is the accident happened. He was very badly, hit a corner of a table, and he was blood oozed out and is very damaged very much.
How old was he at that time?
He is older than me, 1.5 years older than me.
And this happened a long time ago. He would have been a teenager?
Yeah, he was a teenager. Mm-hmm. And that time, it is around that same time, 69, that time only it was happening.
Yeah.
And they said, why don't you bring to Swami, because he can do something. That time, will become my father also. My mother mostly persuaded my father, why can't we go there, saying so much,
trying.
He's a great saint and all that. Why can't we go and let us try. Let us once go and see what is, if you don't like, we can come back. And that day we went, first day of Vrindavan, Swami came to Vrindavan that day. They told us to go. We had some old English car that my father drove there. And we went there. And
1969.
And then we went there. And that was, Vrindavan is a different place.
Yeah.
It's an old mandir was
small
there.
Small bungalow.
Full of trees. Mm. And, the small shed of Sairam shed was there. It is like a small group of devotees also. Not very big gathering. And they used to sit like lines, two lines from the mandir on the path, mm-hmm. both the sides. Swami used to walk and take letters, whatever it is. And we saw that day Swami just came for darshan. He went and the people were singing bhajans in the Sairam shed. We liked the bhajans. We sat there and Swami came there and we went. Nothing happened that day. Morning, nothing happened. We were just watching, and suddenly my father saw Mr. Kasturi Garu was walking towards Swami's mandir. He was supposed to be his teacher in his college times. He was so surprised to see, he ran behind him and he spoke to him and he said, yes, I am busy, please stay for the evening, I'll talk to you later. He went away because he was in a hurry to meet Swami. He went inside. Then my father came, it must be really, because he is a very strict master, this Mr. Kasigar, so let us stay for the evening and all. It was a village type, they were even very hardly we could get anything to eat there, and we stayed back till the evening, and evening there is one more darshan, and we told the volunteers the problem with my, they said, see, all the girls and all cannot stay here, ladies and gents are separate, in that case let the young girls be seated in the bhajans, and you both, husband and wife with the son, stand near a tree when Swami comes, let us see what happens. Swami came that day, and when Swami came, he saw my father straight, he came to my father, he said, oh, you're standing, why don't you sit, he said. My father was very happy that Swami spoke to him. And then he looked at my brother and looked at my mother. My mother already in tears wanted to tell what has happened to my brother and all. Swami said, I know everything. You don't have to tell me anything. No problem. I take care. Don't worry. I take care of this. And he created Vibhuti and gave it to my brother and put his tilak on his Vibhuti tilak on his head. Said, don't worry. And that made them very happy. And Swami, they said, and we were watching, I and my sisters were watching from the distance. This was happened. And then after that, we came back. And really, that is another miracle we saw that day when the car came back. We didn't know. We came back home. Somewhere it stopped and people wanted to see what Swami has spoken. You know, they were all curious and all. But we came back home and to our surprise, actually dynamo was not working. The car came back. It's an old car, you know. They said that the mechanic, when it came and stopped near our house, and dynamo in that car was not working, in spite of that, it came back home. Mm. And that sort of
a miracle in itself.
And we were not sure what type of this. And it was my father somehow started convinced. He started going to, because his Swami spoke, some attraction, you know, first when Swami speaks, that attraction comes, and we started going for the darshans. He started taking us and all. And one darshan, Swami was about to go to back to Parthi, and he came to the darshan line, stood in front of my father. He said, darshan, 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 and three times he said, and he left. My father didn't know anything. So we came back, we couldn't understand. Nobody could tell what exactly, you know, Swami's way of talking, nobody could. So we came back, and then back home, suddenly my father, I don't know what made him to say, this time Shivratri we are going to Puttaparthi. We don't know where is Puttaparthi. He found out that is on Andhra side, and he said early morning we go, we take food, we don't know, because last time we had the experience in near Brindavan, there's no food, we'll take. So we went, we packed the food early morning, 4:30 we left, 7:30 we came to Parthi. Actually we missed the route. We went a little towards further down, for a few miles, 8 kilometers. Then my father said, something out, somebody we asked, they said, you have already come further, you have to go back. Again we came back and we took this Parthi route. It was quite rough those times. And we came to Parthi, and that time when we entered, the pendal was erected and bhajans were starting just then 7:30. Om, the moment we entered, it started Om. So bhajans was going on, and Sai Gita was standing next to it, and the old, Purna Chandra was not there. In that place only the pendal was erected. So we didn't know anything. Some gathering was sitting. They told the valiantess, you ladies that side, gents this. And we were just went. We wanted to go right in front and see what happens. He said that, and to our surprise, we saw Shirdi Baba statue on the pedestal. What you see in the mandir was there that time on the pedestal. And you know the reaction of that first, as if Shirdi Baba we saw first time in the Parthi. It really, it's a great impact on my father especially. And of course, we are so happy to be in the front. And we were waiting for Swami to come. Swami came, gave darshan, then we went to the dais, and Kasturiya Ji was holding that silver vessel, there, and he put the hand, and started Vibhuti coming. Oh, what a profuse that Abhishek, Vibhuti Abhishek was pouring on the, and we were all, you know, flabbergasted. It was not stopping, because Swami's hand was inside, going on, going on, going on. Whole pendal was full of Vibhuti, like, you know, fog. It is covered, and we were all thrilled to see this, you know, in our eyes, and we were watching. We don't know anything. We came there and we saw all this, and we were so happy. Oh, that's why Swami must have told us darshan. So this darshan is a kind of, he gave gave us darshan, and after that he left. And then we thought, okay, everything is over, we will go back, have our food and we go back. When we came again to the car, of course my brother was sick that time, and my father brought him there, and we were taking back him, and he told, somebody told me to evening there is another special thing, but they didn't tell me what it is, but he said you must see it and go, they told me. So let us not take our son there because he is sick boy, let him sleep in the car. And we had food and made him to sleep in the car. 4 o'clock it's starting, let us go there. So we all again, we were happy, okay, with some one more darshan we get, and we went there. So again, the same thing happened, ladies' side we were sitting, my father, but my brother was in. And Swami came and he gave darshan, he went to dais and he sat and started giving speech. We thought, okay, speech is there, started giving discourse. And he stood up and after some time he sat down. Sat down and they started, he seems to be, you know, sort of a sweat. He was sweating and taking water, taking his hanky and wiping, drinking water, keeping on the table and all that. We thought maybe he has taken into something, is not well. Baba is not well. That's why he said, we all started thinking he is not well. Why he sat down suddenly and he's happening and all something may, we were just watching what is going to happen. Because we are quite close quarters watching, suddenly we saw Swami, hiccups started coming, and then as we were watching, he was watching like, you know, as usual, he was hiccuping, putting his hanky and putting on his mouth and all. Suddenly we saw that some round shaped thing came on the hanky. He just took it out and on the hanky, and just the moment it has come out, I don't know, the energy came back to Swami. Suddenly he stood up, like a spring on the from the chair, and he showed that lingam on that. It is a transparent skin and a jyoti linga. It's a jyoti. I could see that prism. It was all colors were coming out of it. He showed, and he came to all of near everyone and showing like this, And we were all surprised to see that, And then he went back and again resumed his discourse, saying, today what you saw is a unique manifestation of Lingam. It has come out, and those who are in this audience, who are witnessing this emerging of this Lingam, are not born again. Will not, no rebirth for them. We were really, flabbergasted to hear this from Swami. Really, is it true? Is it like, mind start asking, is it true that we don't have rebirth? And we felt very bad. What his words exactly was, those who are in this pandal, who are watching this, Lingam emerging will not. Unfortunately, my brother was in the car.
He was sleeping in the car, right?
He was in the car sleeping. And we felt, maybe it's all predestined, we don't know. So after that, we returned back home. We returned back home, and of course, we didn't come to Parthi again, but whenever Swami comes, we used to go.
To Whitefield.
Whitefield and all that. After that, the magnetic attraction has entered this is the guru or daivam, whomever I have seen has entered my, I should serve him. What my father told services, what Swami is preaching, all that I want to experience. It is not just to go and ask him the boons. I want to experience. I am very investigating. It's a sort of a adventurous type. I want to see what exactly it means. I wanted a chance to go, because my father refused. You can't join any volunteership. You are unmarried. I don't allow you. You know, those days it is very conservative type. My father was very conservative, though he's highly educated, very highly educated, my father, and he was very conservative. So he asked us to stay back home. Then the gap came, but the seed has been sown into me. That start going.
But it wasn't too long before you became such an active person. Now, even as a married woman and a mother of two children, you decided to be an active sevadal. And doing all that amount of seva takes a lot of time. How did you manage to do both? To serve Swami's mission and also be take care of your family, be a wife, be a mother, be a daughter-in-law. How did you do it all?
Yes, it is like where there is a will, there is a way. It is my intense yearning to go near and experience. For this, any amount of efforts I can do. To achieve something, you have to sacrifice something. Before entering, I wanted to join as a volunteer. By that time, I was married into a family. That is my mother's brother. I married brother's son only. So mamas, that is allowed in our families. Yeah. So married. So they also, Swami took, before my marriage, they came to Swami. One of his brother was a Sai devotee. So my in-laws also went to Swami. So we both were I'm so fortunate that before my marriage, they were inducted to Swami's fold.
Okay.
My mother-in-law, on the whole, became very devoted to Swami. She is, so after marriage, actually I wanted to go and serve, but there was no, because, of course, for 5 years, I didn't have children, because we married very early age. When I married, I was 21 year old, and my husband was only 25 or 26. So, he was just, joined the job. So he said, we will have 5 years later. But I was not allowed to. But my yearning is really intense. Reading his books, I was used to alone sob, cry. Swami, you have taken so. I read so many experiences. You called so many people so close to you. Why you are not calling me? How I can come to you with all these families and all that? You know, I can't. Really, it was unbearable and all that. Then one of Venkatagiri family, lady, my mother-in-law's sister-in-law. She told my mother-in-law, please, because I was exchanging my thoughts with her, and she told me she advised my mother-in-law, better you give her an opening so that she can go and work. She's really, it is not like any other places, are different altogether. And she wants to go, because I exchanged my inner feelings with her. She told my mother-in-law, allow her to go. She will do the really good. It is not like going for any worldly things or anything. It's a very good place. You can go, and it is very safe. Men and ladies worked, it is separate, something. She is, then my mother-in-law, so anyway, she was also seen Swami. She says, okay. So 60th birthday was coming, approaching that time. That is the time my mind was that I should go and serve Swami during 60th birthday. It was a big event that time.
1985. Yes.
That was I told you, before that there was a gap, that I was, no marriage was taken place and all that family. Okay, I was, but my mind was constantly wanted to push myself towards this. I decided
my... How old were your children in 1985?
My daughter was, she's 80 born. She's 4 years older.
4 years old.
He was 1.5 years.
Okay.
84. So finally...
So, 4-year-old and a 1-year-old.
1-year-old child. That's the difference. And before, I asked someone, they said, you will have to enroll as a... I was searching. You have to become a Samiti member.
Uh-huh.
I was searching for a Samiti. I was in Jayanagar of Bangalore. I wanted to join a Samiti. I didn't get any Samiti. And I searched, I don't know, because I didn't know any information about where the Samiti, how the Samiti, what is Samiti and all that. So then I had a dream that in my dream, somebody told me what is the place of Samiti and where is it. In the fifth block of Jayanagar, the upstairs, there is Dr. Padmanabh's house, there is one place. Mr. Chakravarti, he's also a very great devotee, close to Swami. His wife was running a Samiti there. That was shown in my dream. I went in search of that address was given in my dream. So I went there, and
Just you don't know who gave you the address.
A voice says something like that. A sort of information. This is the cross where this stays. When I searched, then I found that Swami photo was there, and I went and asked, yes, this is the Samiti. So then I joined that Samiti with Dr. Padmanabhan's daughter was the Balvikas guru, and she said, you can also join Balvikas and all that, she said. I said, whatever it is. This thing was coming up. Swami 60th preparations was going on. And this Samiti was attached to a slum, Maranelli slum in Jayanagar. There, Narayan Seva was regularly going on. So they asked me to participate in that. So I went and participated, because my mind mainly was to come to Swami's birthday and give my offering, my services as an offering. For that, I was making the preparation. This is before 1985, just before, November, maybe 3-4 months back, I joined this to make myself eligible for this thing. And I served in the hospital. Whatever they said, I did it to get the, a card or a identity because they said 60th birthday, unless you have an identity, there's no way. That is how I went to Mrs. Kamala Padmanabhan, asked, Auntie, I want to, can you give me some identity to go there? She said, are you going as a Balvikas? No. I am not going. I want to be in service. She was not very happy. Then, in that case, you have to go and meet Mrs. Sarojamma. She is the head of the service wing, and she will tell you, give you the ID card. I can't give you because you are not a Balvikas. I didn't know. Where is she? She is in Vrindavan. You go and approach her. Then I realized she is from Vrindavan. And I contacted Mrs. Sarojamma aunty, and she said, you come to Parthi, I will enroll you there, not here. In Vrindavan, you come there, she told me. So, then I said, okay, I have to go. Then I took the permission from my mother-in-law. I prepared to go. I left my daughter with my sister, 4-year-old, to take care. But 1.5-year-old, my mother-in-law said, I'll come with you. I'll take care of your son, because he was... Still, I was feeding him, so he says, I'll be with you, I'll take care of you, don't worry, I will also get a chance to see. It was much more helpful, my mother-in-law coming along with us child, so we came 1 month before to Parthi for Swami's 60th birthday. I came here, and nobody recognized, and Sarojamma was not there. Wherever I go, where is your ID from, what is your ID and all? I didn't have any ID. That time I used to come near Swami's Mandir, right in front of Mandir, near that tree was there. We were allowed there. Near the main gate, I was standing there and looking at Swami's day and night. I prayed, Swami, give me a chance to serve you. Please enroll me. I don't know anything here. I don't know anything. I want to serve you. That much of intensity I prayed, day and waiting for Sarojamma aunty to come. She came after 10 days. She came.
10 days you persisted?
I persisted, stayed there. And then I used to go to canteen and wash dishes.
Yeah, that doesn't require an identity card.
They used to come and call us. So used to go there and do that service. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to be a regular voluntary. Then the day came, she arrived. I came very happy. And I came to her. And she said, she called Neetu Singh, from the, she was there, she called someone, she called and said, take her as a volunteer for the, enroll her. With her reference, they enrolled me as one of the volunteer, all India level volunteer to do service. They said, he has a very long, Sarojamma said, you have a small child, why do you come here like this? And where the child stays? I said, my mother-in-law has come with me, she will take her. Where you will give me the place? She said, I will tell somebody to allot you something. Then when we went, they allotted one veranda corner to stay. I didn't have any place to stay, So that, because usually the volunteer all the rooms were booked at that time. So it's not available. One veranda we can give you some shelter where the child can, your mother-in-law can keep the child. I said yes. And so my mother-in-law has stayed in that corner with me and all. So I started serving Swami. And in 1 month's time, I had the experience of devotees serving Swami. What type of devotees come? How do they, all over India, the devotees came. And it was a, there was no buildings, nothing. They were going to construct. So the lands to be clear and all that, you know, very difficult. Land work we had to do. Or without even sometimes they used to give only the stones to pull out the grass and all that, you know. And I used to very intensively I work with them because that intensity was it. Given a chance, it was like, you know, and there were observers who were watching me, how I work and all. They saw.
You had to clean this field of thorns.
Field, they used to leave the group of ladies to clear the ground. We used to clear all that.
Was,
you know,
it the stadium? The
here only.
Okay, the back of Prashanthi
Nilayam.
Where all these later west blocks and north blocks.
Yeah, west, those places. It was all, covered.
It was all full of thorns and
we had to clear because that is the time lot of preparations they were making for the birthday. So they asked us to clear the ground so that they can erect the pendals people can come and see.
The ground had to be cleared. It was a back-breaking work to squat and pull out weeds all the time. I know my parents have done it for years.
That pull out and all that. That when I was doing, I have two or three experiences where, they used to tell, wherever you are working, when Swami comes, you should not run. You should not go. You should not do this. You should not do that. Like, they were giving. I'm sort of following whatever they're saying because I don't want to lose my job because observers were coming behind us to see how we work and all. So I, when we once, I was, they told us, suddenly they came to us and told us, full of sand, that ground, and a group of sevadals were there. They came, some leader came and told us, see, tomorrow Swami is going to inaugurate some canteen or something. You have to make one road here. And they left. They didn't tell how to make the road. That is one very. We have to learn ourselves. That is one of the strange thing. Swami always, give seva. But we have to learn. There is no person to say, oh, you have to do this. It is a free will. Given a work. You are in the framework. But it's like a freelance.
You have to
use your mind and work. Then I started realizing.
No tools. They didn't give you any space.
Nothing like that. Very little, but that is not very helpful, for such a big group of people. We should share, some baskets, or one or two. And they were all, they went and left and all were standing, because nobody are workers there. They have come from families just for seva sake. They have come and no training, nothing. How could we make on the sand road, the sand in road, it will come back if you push it also. All were, and I got a very good idea. I told them, see a big amount of red soil, the distance. We bring that soil, we will put like a road on the sand so that road will be made so that you can see a road in that. Everybody agreed. So we made a big line and we started.
You carried the red soil.
One by one.
Passing
and made the road. I am the one who is making the road with enthusiasm and all. Started from the morning till evening I was making the road. Till the road was made. Road was so beautifully made with that red soil. It from here to there till where they told that road was made in one path where the Swami's car could go. After finishing that day, end 5:30, 6 o'clock you finished, they said your work is over, now you can relax. When I got up, they were saying, why you consistently are not allowing anybody to work, you are working because I got a chance to do all this. So instant when I got up, I saw that road so, red on the sand with the yellow background. I said, Swami, I want to see your car going on that, marks on that car coming on that sand. I want to see, so nice it would be, what a day. I thought every day we come there and all. The next day, to my surprise, my group was shifted some other place. I was disappointed. Arre, we came to a different area altogether. I was working there. They didn't give me. And I was thinking, suddenly some leader came, said, see, girls, you have all, what are you doing here? Oh, so yesterday, who has worked, left so many stones next to the road and all that, you should be cleared immediately. Come, they said. And we ran with her, and we went to clear that, so thinking that Swami may come and all that. When I'm lifting one stone, I mean, to keep the side, I saw his mark, the Swami car is already passed, the marks were there already. Like a small child, I started crying, the tears, like coming out like anything, stood up, looking at that I could not see Swami's car moving on that, I didn't see the marks. See what a wish of that time, like a small child, I was crying there, suddenly somebody told, Swami's car coming. I was all over alerted. I stood up. They told no running and thing. I was very closer to that area, standing there and, we saw Swami car appeared. Swami car came where I was working. This Swami car stopped. He pulled down this thing. He said like this, blessed me.
With his hand, Abhayhasta.
Abhayhasta, he blessed me, raised his hand, looked at me, and the car started moving on the road again. To show me that, that deep mark started falling on that, this thing.
What an acknowledgement.
I said, my goodness, what I thought, how could Swami, everybody was surprised, how come Swami can come again like this, again in the car. He went there to, again he came.
To fulfill your wish.
Yeah, this is the realization came. Swami, could respond to my feeling. That's the first experience I responded. And one more thing to narrate, another thing, because as I woke, I started experience like this. Another a unique thing I experienced. I was selected, after doing this, I was selected as a leader to the Vrindavan group. They said she is fit to be a leader because the working pattern of her is that the observers given me a promotion that I become the
leader,
and I became the Vrindavan Sevadal's leader in the canteen for the food section.
Wow.
One of from Karnataka.
Mm-hmm.
And all were upset, how come this lady we were not seen before, and suddenly she became, and Sarajama said, it is a decision of the observers, this is a different, not we don't know, we cannot say you appoint from our side and all, their decision, because I am from Bangalore, they appointed. I took over as a leader day one, in the canteen as this thing, I served, everything is sober, of course I got a very good, because that time I learned the sincerity and commitment is the one thing is the must and required for a, if you want to serve a Swami, and 100% sincerity and commitment is very much required. I was working 14 hours and my child, my mother used to take and I followed all the discipline whatever say with the complete completely I followed the strict discipline enforced. Discipline, one thing, that is also a must. Swami likes it so much. And the response came because of that. And everything was over. And really, my name came up even in final day. They gave me a bucket of laddus, calling this lady from Bangalore has a wonderful service, because I was taking care of A to Z of that, So I was called on the stage, given the bucket of laddus as a Swami's blessings. And then I came out, it was like a temporary committee leaders and all that. After that, everything is dissolved. I am one of the common devotees as such. So I came back. My feeling was coming to Swami, having his Pada Darshan was only a complete Darshan. Without seeing Swami's charans, that is not complete Darshan. That was my feeling and my conviction.
His lotus feet.
Though I didn't see Swami for 1 month, in spite of birthday also, I could not go.
Because you were working behind
the
scenes.
I was completely dedicated, work given, I didn't want to leave the place. Because
what did you get out of working so hard? Didn't your back break? Weren't you tired? You didn't have a room to stay, sleepless?
I was not aware of my body. That is the one thing. My spirit was just is in bliss because I got what I wanted. I was experiencing the devotees, the devotion and the amount of devotion, a love for Swami, that love I experienced there. How much love this, and people all over India with small kids, they want to serve Swami, holding small 6 months old child and even taking the broom and doing, we want to serve. This type of devotion, what they found in Swami, what a love, all that, all Indian devotees, I experienced that time. And then after that, everything was over, I just want to have a darshan of Charans. In that crowd was so big, huge.
I remember 60th birthday was
very huge. Lakhs of people came. And where do you see the Swamis? Mm-hmm. And I'm supposed to return back. My husband was calling that you should come back. Already 1 month is over and you've been out of Bangalore. I had to get back. And he said, not one day more you have to stay after your work is over. I won't allow you. You have to come back. I had to get back the same day. But where do I get Swami's Charan? And I couldn't see Swami's Charan. It was very painful. In spite of doing all that, there's one more wish that I did see Swami Charan. Before going, I want to see Swami's Charan. How do I see Swami's? And I said, Swami, I don't know, whatever your wish, I have to get back. There's no way out. And Swami, I want to have his last darshan, that too in the car darshan, because I had to leave after some time. Morning, Swami went out somewhere. He was coming inside the mandir. They said, I was in the third row or something, standing among the devotees near that Purnachandra Hall is there, no? That stupa is there. There I was standing with the three, the trees were there. I was standing there. Third line I was standing, and Swami car came out. Swami car came, and Swami was returning. And when Swami was returning, I was seeing, believe it or not, Swami's legs were in front of the seat like this.
Crossed,
giving me darshan of his
lotus feet. He was sitting in the back seat?
Yeah, he was sitting.
So he had put up his feet
up
against
this,
the back of the front seat.
Front seat, he I put see. It like this. I saw.
Crossing them.
Crossing. I had this, I don't know who else. I surely, they again tears for me. Then I realized this is the God who responds to a sincere heart and devotion. And this is how this deep-rooted seed was sown into me to for further this thing. It is a foundation laid in this way. So that this experience has made me convinced Swami's Antarayam, I could get the response. My wish was fulfilled. Just like that in the crowd, in the, and a small, a devotee's wish fulfilled.
Most beautiful, I must say.
Sairam, dear listeners, this is Karuna Munshi. You just heard part one of my interview with Mrs. Vimala Shyam of Bangalore, India. This episode of Tryst with Divinity with Mrs. Vimala Shyam of Bangalore, India was recorded at the Radio Sai Studios on December the 14th, 2013. We will bring you the next part of this conversation, same time, same place, next week. Please be sure to tune in. Your thoughts, comments and suggestions to this interview and to all Radio Sai programs are most welcome by email at listener@radiosai.org. Thank you very much for your company, and please continue to stay tuned to our next program. Loving Sairam from Prashanti Nilayam.